You're listening to Cards to the Moon, a podcast about trading cards from both a collector and investor perspective. We hope you'll stick around for the ride as we take a deep dive into the state of the hobby, share some hot takes, hopefully some useful advice and fun stories along the way. Hey guys, welcome back to Cards to the Moon. My name is Clark from 5cardguys.com and 5cardguys on Instagram. With me, co-hosting as usual, is Hyung of Integrity Sports Cards and John, who is Trade You at Recess on Instagram. All right, it's another Friday episode, but it is a special Friday episode because this is officially our 200th episode today. So to mark the special occasion, we're doing a small giveaway of a 2024 Topps baseball hanger box. We talked about 2024 Topps baseball a lot on this podcast, so it's only fitting. And all you need to enter is to go check out our newsletter, which we just revamped and relaunched. It's also called Cards to the Moon. So we moved everything over to Substack. Some of you guys might know what that is. And the link is 5cardguys.substack.com, and we'll put it in the show notes below so you can find it easily. Once you subscribe to the free monthly newsletter, you can read all the contest details there on the latest newsletter post, which is published just today. So yeah, off the top, we want to thank all of you guys for tuning into the pod week in and week out, and we hope you continue to share our pod with your hobby friends, and we'll hopefully grow this community for another 200 episodes. All right, later on in this episode, we have a clip from the Oppo Taco podcast, which we also helped produce. If you're a baseball fan, you should definitely subscribe to it right now. It's hosted by our friends Chris Begg and Jason Willow, who have played ball professionally, and they have a lot of connections in the baseball world, even now, including with up-and-coming prospects and rookies who they've coached, as well as Hyung, our co-host, right? You've known these guys
for sure.
For a while.
Absolutely. We run into a lot of prospecting stories and stuff like that, so it's good to get some feedback from guys that have, you know, the experience and kind of like the, I guess, the inside knowledge of it, right? Yeah. So, yeah. They have cool stories too. Like a lot of stories that, you know, wouldn't be told otherwise, you know, like you're in the locker room. So it keeps it very casual. So I'm a fan of that podcast too. I actually listen to it. So, yeah.
Yeah, seriously, if you're a baseball fan, you need to subscribe to it. And we're actually going to have both Chris and Jason on the show next week. We have them scheduled in, and we'll be talking. It's perfect timing because we'll be talking about baseball prospects and rookies because the season is now officially underway with the Seoul series. And excited about baseball starting up again.
They're both collectors too.
That's a good point, yeah. So we'll definitely be talking about cards with them as well and see which, you know, prospects and rookies they're into this upcoming season. And I think it'll be a fun episode. So tune in for that. Next week, we'll run that episode. Anyway, their latest episode on the Oppo Taco podcast, they had Toronto Blue Jays prospect Sam Shaw on their show. And they talked a bit about cards at the end of their interview, like how long it took to sign, he says, 6,000 of his first Bowman autograph cards.
Jeez.
He said it took about 8 hours and he did it straight. So that's that's pretty impressive.
Holy cow.
They also talked about the picture that Topps used for his card.
He says
he remembers the exact moment when that occurred. And Jason also asked if he wrote any inscriptions for any of his cards. So definitely listen to that episode. We'll actually play the clip of that Oppo Taco podcast episode right after we have our off-the-top discussion for today's show. All right, so that's a good segue into what I really wanted to talk about for the episode today. It was breaking news yesterday, and I know it's more baseball related than baseball cards related, but there could still be an impact on the hobby, and I'm talking, of course, about the bombshell news that Shohei Ohtani's interpreter, Ippei Mizuhara, I think is how you pronounce it, that he was fired for allegedly stealing millions, $4.5 million to be precise, from Shohei to cover gambling debts. That's what's been reported. The big question is whether Ohtani knew about the debt and whether he willfully loaned Mizuhara money to cover it. You know, apparently the money was wired from Ohtani's account, right? That's something that they dug up in the report. Now, if Mizuhara did indeed steal it without Ohtani knowing it, which is what the story or the narrative is now, then, of course, the interpreter's in deep trouble. But Ohtani, he's kind of off the hook if that's the case, right? If he didn't know about it, he's just embarrassed by the whole situation, but he could still play baseball. On the other hand, if he did know about it and helped cover it up for his friend, you know, there might be grounds to suspend him. So that's the question that's kind of lurking with very few details released. So this is a sports card podcast. So I want to focus if the latter happens, right? If Shohei didn't know about it, do you think this impacts Ohtani card prices in any way? And if it does, would you be nervous about buying his cards because of this controversy? Your thoughts?
Man, this is a very tough question because we've seen it before in the hobby where, you know, a negative, you know, impacting story would really impact kind of card prices, right? So I see it the same way where I'm kind of hope that it, you know, lowers Ohtani's prices because, you know, yeah. you know my answer to that one. The next question, would I be buying? It's like not at current prices, especially with this news, but if they're, you know, drops a bit, you know, I'm always in the hunt for Ohtani. I think he's a different breed, but yeah, it's a crazy story. I don't think the whole story's out and we won't know exactly what happened, but the way I see it too is like Ohtani is kind of like the unicorn, right? Like I don't see him being the bad guy in any of this, to be honest. This guy, you know, he just wants to play baseball. He's just signed a big deal with the Dodgers. And, you know, he's not the type of guy that I would say would kind of get involved in that kind of world, especially with so much on the line. But he is that type of guy as well to bail out a friend. You know, he's just like, and that's why everybody loves him, I think. It's like he's the character that, you know, he portrays at least, right? And he might be a villain, who knows? But the character at least he portrays is like a pretty positive one. And it's exciting for the baseball community. It's unfortunately bad news. But yeah, I don't think it will affect his card prices as much as, you know, we'd like it to, if that makes sense.
yeah, I am with you. What do you think, John?
Yeah, I don't think it would affect, you know, if this story was directly on Ohtani, he had the gambling debt, et cetera, et cetera. I think that would certainly affect his clean, good boy image. You know, similar to Sidney Crosby, you'd be shocked if you found some news about Sidney Crosby like passed out at a strip club or just something wild, right? Like you would just never think of that to happen to somebody like Crosby or somebody like Ohtani that have just such a spotless clean image. From the sounds of it, and you know, we don't know the real details, but it does appear for the time being that he was attempting to help out a friend. Like he's somebody that has a lot of money and perhaps his friend got into some gambling debt and he was trying to help him out. At least that's the story. I mean, if his interpreter really did steal, I would have thought maybe he would have got arrested first and foremost before getting fired. I don't know how fired was like the biggest news. So it does seem a little off.
That's but, true, actually. Yeah.
I don't think it'll affect Ohtani prices. You know what? To be honest, I think it'll actually help Ohtani prices stay up because anybody really? Who saw this, like, you know, imagine the three of us and a bunch of us in our card chat group, we're ready to click buy right now because we're hoping that the prices go down. So you could imagine there's like thousands of sports card fans hoping this negative news causes Ohtani prices go down and we're just ready to buy. So I think having that many buyers on hand ready to pounce, I think it's just going to cause the prices to just stay strong because anything that dips slightly, people are going to press buy. Like that's a dip I want to see. I'm going to buy it. I'm going to buy it. So I feel like this news is, it might even help Ohtani card prices as we head into the, you know, into game one. So yeah, as oddly as that sounds.
I can see that. Yeah, I can see that. But you know, I've been in the news business for a long time, you know, as a journalist, And you know what? The culprits that always get caught are the people you least expect, okay? The nice, quiet guys, you know, the ones you're like, what? You know, it's like, I'm not saying Shohei is guilty, but I'm just like, anything is possible, okay? Right. And there are so few details, of course. And you know, like, I know people are going on the other extreme end of things, you know, tying his name to Pete Rose. Oh, he's covering for Shohei's gambling addiction, which I don't personally believe. But, you know, with these days with social media, like, the narrative could get amplified, you know, with so little official news coming out. So I wonder if that would have any impact on, like, enough Shohei card collectors to panic sell, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. And I do also think or agree with you, John, that there will be people looking to scoop them up. But, you know, I think it's going to be gradual, if anything, right? They're going to list, see what they can get. No one's going to buy at these high prices, especially with the news of his interpreter. But then, you know, the longer this drags on, and if we don't know how long this will drag on, you can start to see a slight dip in the prices, right? And so, yeah, if it does dip, like if it's like 25% cheaper than before, I'm buying too, right? Like I think you know, Shohei's, like you said, Hyung, a unicorn, right? He's different than all the other players who've gotten in trouble in the past. That they're good players, but, you know, can they recover from bad news? Whereas Shohei seems to be, at least, you know, even if parts of it is true.
Yeah, he could get away with a lot more, I feel like, for some reason, as weird
because,
as that.
Because yeah. MLB is like, we need Shohei.
He's the golden child.
We need Shohei more than the other way around, you know? So, so yeah, I think that's why as well. Because I just read a news article where it's like, or a tweet where someone asked MLB if they're looking to investigate. And off the record, apparently it seems, or anonymously, they say like, no, we're not going to investigate.
Yeah, it's like, you don't want to go down that route.
Yeah, so it's, I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen.
But like the last couple of years, we've been saying, oh, this will affect Shohei's price. It'll go down. And it hasn't ever gone down once. So maybe John is right. It just keeps on going up.
Oh, man. If this doesn't make him go down, yeah, it's I don't know. Nothing will. So if you're wanting a Shohei card, just buy it now.
Yeah,
just before it goes up. Just pay the premium, because I don't know what else will make it go down. All right. Well, it'll be interesting to see how this plays out. And, you know, we'll certainly keep an eye out for it. And the three of us at least are hoping it goes down so we can finally get a nice Shohei card. But who knows? Okay, before we throw it to the clip from the Apotaco podcast, I did forget to mention Hyung, our co-host, is also launching his new podcast called Conversations with Hyung Cho, also baseball related, speaking of baseball news. So do you want to quickly tease your podcast about it before we...
Yeah, it seems like we're launching all these podcasts, but it's basically a podcast that I created because I've met really interesting people. Along my journey playing baseball, coaching baseball.
Yeah.
So, like, we always have good conversations when we do meet, but we never record it. So I want to do something more official where I bring a lot of value, maybe insight on successful baseball players that, you know, what made them successful and kind of their journey, what they're up to, and kind of give a different insight and perspective on the people I meet. So mm-hmm. we're releasing that this Saturday at 3 p.m., our first episode. And we'll have an episode every week for the first season.
Nice. And do you want to tease who your first guest is?
My first guest is actually Rene Tassone. He is an ex-MLB baseball player as well. He was the guy notorious for the Canada versus Mexico brawl. So we talk about that a bit as well. He's the guy that got hit and started the brawl. So yeah, it was an interesting conversation, and Renee's a close friend of mine as well. So it was good to have him as my first guest.
Nice. Yeah. So look for that podcast. It's dropping this weekend, this Saturday, anywhere you listen to your podcast, and it'll be on YouTube as well, so you can see the video of the
video,
conversation.
Yeah.
So that's cool. Yeah, looking forward to that, and definitely should subscribe if you are a baseball fan. All right, let's play the clip now from the other podcast, the Apotaco podcast, right now with Sam Shaw talking about his own baseball cards.
One more thing that I have on the docket here, Willow. I don't know if you've got anything else before this.
No, I know what you're going to say. Oh.
Let's go there. So, I mean, we got a little bit of a sneak peek of maybe a Bowman card that came up that you are signing. So you got them signed?
Yeah, I got all signed, man. There's a ton of them.
Okay,
yeah.
How many did you have to sign?
5,000. I got to work on my autograph because it is terrible.
Well, that's part of this. The question is, like, yeah. Did you? I mean, how's the auto look? Is it? Can you read your name, or is it just a scratch?
I like. It's funny to me. Like, it's the same one I did. Like, it's just like, it's just, you can't read it. I'm gonna work on it, but.
I mean, you've got a short name.
I do have a short name. I'm gonna make it way cooler. But it's one of those ones where it's like, my agent tells me, hey, you have 6,000 cards to sign. And I'm like, shit, dude, I haven't even signed one autograph in my life. Like, what am I supposed to do? I'm like, okay, I'll come up with a signature and I'll try to have it fast. And like, I made it. And I was like the one I have, it's on my everything. I shouldn't say that. It's like my legal document signed thing. Yeah. And it's terrible. Like, it's, I don't want to say terrible, but the card is very good. Tops did a fantastic job. I really like the card.
Yeah.
Different colorways.
Is that like a two strike approach there?
Dude, no.
That's the first thing I noticed. I saw it and I was like, damn, Sammy is choked up a lot.
Like, yeah. I had none of like my actual bat.
There it is.
Like, funny story. I'll like, yeah, it's, yeah, yeah. You gotta keep that secret. Yeah, they're gonna get. Nah, they won't. I don't know. They might get mad. They will get
more time.
Yeah. But my dad's sending that. Who sent it to you, Mitch?
Mitch did. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it's a cool card. Both me and Bagger are card guys. So we're always.
Yeah, I love it. I'll get you some. It's a big time card. I know a lot of collectors are looking for that. But yeah, that the Ernie Banks rookie card. I saw it in a store. I'm like, dude, I need to get that. I gotta get it graded. Because that thing is going to be worth quite a bit. It's like a 1954, I think.
Did you have a clean auto on your 101 Super Fractor?
The 101, it's the exact same autograph.
I'd be nervous signing that because I know bad autograph on 101.
A little smudge on it or something.
Make you sign it first, like obviously.
Oh really?
It's your first. There's you have like your first. It says first Bowman autograph. It's one card. There's a bunch of 101, and you're like, oh, he's like, yeah, this the 101. You have to like, I'm like, oh crap.
So it was a one of one and a special inscription that said like first card. Was it that one?
Yeah. There's like a ton of those, but yeah, it was like that. It was like first Bowman autograph. And then there's like a gold card, but there were some really cool cards. Like I'm excited to get them, but, bro, that too, the story behind the card is I ran out of my like HRD bats. Like this is an HRD bat, but it was like, it's like heavier. And I could not, like, I could literally could not hit the ball. It's like, you talk about, there's almost never a time where I feel like I cannot hit the ball. And I was in there and I'm like, dude, I cannot hit this. Like, I'm just fouling balls off. I couldn't even hold my bat, dude. It's so hot there. I'm like sweating. That's why I have no batting gloves. Like, I always have batting gloves on. That's the only at bat I have no batting gloves. I'm facing like this retired big leaguer, or not retired, converted big leaguer. He was I don't know his name, outfielder with the Nationals, and now he's pitching in rookie ball with the Pirates. And he was throwing hard, too, but, like, new pitcher, didn't really have, like, off-speed stuff. And I'm just, like, choked up, just trying to get on base. I ended up walking. But, yeah, that was funny. Like, dude, I don't choke up like that if it's a normal bat. I'm just, like, just trying to survive out there. But it's a funny, like I said that right when I saw it, I'm like, this is a funny card because this was one at bat, one day in, like, just because I was sweating my nuts off.
That is funny. Well, because most guys don't know when their card, right? Like when the photo was taken of their card.
There's a guy that knows. I know exactly.
That's hilarious. Yeah. That's funny, man. That's a good good story.
Feel like it makes a card cooler. So I like
100%. If you like publicize that story or whatever, let people know. That's pretty cool, man. I like that a lot. Was there a Topps guy there to do it with you, or did you have to like just find him and send it back?
No, they had a guy like watch me do it. Good guy, Chris. Yeah. And then I had another thing, like I signed a bunch of stickers, but I don't know if they like my autograph, but they gave me like some swag. I got like a t-shirt I'm going to give it to my dad.
Nice.
He'll love it. And they got me like Let's see if I got any of them. Yeah, check this out. Little Pro V1. And then like a Theragun. I went to this thing. It was awesome. They just seem like they're super nice guys and
nice.
The cards look sick. Like there's nice. A lot there. You saw that one, but there's like there's like the gray like standard card, but then there's like I don't know 10-15 other cards.
Yeah, those refractors and
cool. Yeah, I really like that one. I like the chrome. The chrome is cool.
The chromes are nice.
Yeah.
How long did it take you to sign them all?
Oh, like 8 hours, man. You don't think it's that long, but you know I got.
Hands start cramping up?
No, autographs just. I was.
You
fine.
Did it straight through.
8 hours is. I feel like 8 hours is. I just jot through it.
Wow.
Yeah, you'll see the autograph. I might get chirped. I might get chirped. You guys might chirp me on Twitter or something.
Well, we definitely will.
Yeah,
I can't wait to get on it. You know, it's the first Bowman card. I think it shows that first autograph, really. So that should count for something.
Well, when you make it to the bigs and your rookie card comes out, that's when it'll be dialed. Yeah.
Yeah, I'll dial that in.
There you go.
Yeah.
We'll make a video of the auto side by side.
Yeah.
Then and now, with the 19-year-old Sammy versus, well, I mean, make it quick. Let's go 21-year-old Sammy.
Yeah. Just fly through the system.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, why not? Like, I'm not even going to be able to have a beer in America and I'll be in the show.
Yeah, I like it.
Just for having my first legal drink in America and I'll be, I'm excited for the card. I would text my agent today. I'm like, hey, man, can I get like 10 baseball cards? Like, I want to just give them up. I'm going to make sure my family has them. And then my, the some of the workers here have them. So.
Nice.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Take care of the food guys.
Yeah. I'm going to take care of the food guys. One guy wants one and I'm making sure.
100%. They would absolutely want everybody to write a card in the system. They have a personal connection with all you guys.
Yeah.
You should have done some personal signage. I know guys are big on that now where they'll do like personal inscriptions of like different things on the card to make them unique, but did you do anything like that or all
not
all
like autograph? It was just autographs. Then you say like you put the autograph and then first Bowman signature. That was the only one that I did that for.
Right. But,
yeah, man, there are some cool cards. Just for me to see it was like I was like, that's sweet. Like it's very cool for me to see that card.
100%.
And MLB the Show, man. I got one of our clubbies, Brett. He released me. He sent a video. He's like, yeah, he sent a video of him releasing me in his franchise and the show 24. So I got that downloaded and I'm pretty pumped to
nice
to play that. Yeah.
You gonna play yourself in the game, man? Slap a single to the six hole or something?
Yeah. I'll put myself.
Tim Mazza came out the other day and he was all pissed about being a 69. He's like, I'm one of the best closers, or not closers.
Really, I saw that
in the big leagues, and he's got a 69 overall, which is funny.
Yeah, so. He's pissed, bro. 4-10, bro. That's why 4-10.
Yeah,
and it's football. But yeah, 62's all right, dude. I'll have to make a card. I'll make my Road to the Show character. Maybe I'll play with myself even. There'll be two Sam Shaws and.
That'll be sweet.
Yeah, and the Blue Jays farm system. But yeah, no, just to see that was so cool.
Yeah, 100%.
That's awesome, dude. Well, Sammy, I think that's a good place to wrap it up. Really do appreciate it. As two guys who know you from before, I'm really excited. I'll just say to anybody who doesn't know you, you were always a guy who I thought did an unbelievable job of balancing work and play, and you had a lot of fun. It shows when you're on the field that you enjoy what you're doing. We saw it in the breakout game, that smile, man. The smile is always there, and you're always a guy that when I got to coach you for just those whatever couple tournaments or whatever, you were a guy that I looked to kind of lead the team, not necessarily vocally, although you do that, but just by your actions and what you're doing and the way you went about your business. And it was fun to watch as a coach, and now I get to be a fan. So doing this and catching up with you has been awesome. So, I mean, really do appreciate it. I mean, go kick some ass the last little bit of spring training here. And we're excited to see you have an unbelievable year and work your way through the system.
Yeah, thanks, Bagger. Thank you.
On that note, if you enjoyed the pod, hit the subscribe button, get notified whenever we release a new one. And until
definitely be subscribing.
Do it, man.
Oh, Sammy.
hit us up with, tell some of your teammates. We'll get some of them on here for interviews too, man.
I'll let the whole kitchen know. Let everyone know.
Yeah, we'll get the kitchen on this. Yeah.
I would love that. That'd be amazing. Until the next time, from Sammy Shaw and Team Oppo Taco, that is Oppo Taco out.
Hey, thanks for listening to Cards to the Moon. We'd really appreciate you subscribing to our podcast wherever you listen to your podcasts. And you can also connect with each of us on Instagram at 5CardGuys, or you can follow Hyung at Integrity Sports Cards, or John at TradeU at Recess. You can also check us out at 5CardGuys.com. Thanks again, and hope to connect soon.